Now I'm going to connect with someone who lives in the inner earth, in the Agathu under the earth under the crust, who is fourth density being he is Duhunda Danan and great wizard of the Shijuchi the Irish name that qualifies all the four density people and creatures and beings, South Fairy people. Before I connect I wanted to tell you something as well which is very important and by Altana. The wonderful magical festival of love and spring and life is a portal. The veil with you world of the she and the fairies is always thinner at the Altana. This is why the Altana is the festival of the fairies and it is well celebrated and longer. Comma in County Limerick where the Duhada Danann had a first settlement there. They create a great settlement and festival of the fairies the veil is thinner at by Altana. There are three times in the year where the veil with the between the densities are thinner. The Altana 1st of May, the summer solstice 21st of June, and Samhain Halloween the 1st of November. These are three portals in the year. So here we go. And you know as the human resonance speaks up like this, it rises the frequency of the earth and it raises the frequency so we're becoming closer to these fourth density realms. And we see them better and sometimes we can see creatures and wow what's that orbs, spirits, because they're fairies, all these fairy people. We can communicate with them better, we can see them better, because the veil gets thinner, because their frequency of the earth is slowly shifting. And every time, every year time is not linear, it's a spiral on our planet, and every year you go back to the same point in the year. But a little bit higher in frequency. The sacred path is not a circle, it's a spiral. You turn every year you come back to this same point, but little bit higher in understanding in consciousness, in frequency that's how it works. So the veil between our third density world and the world of the she is very thin and open in many places in these times of the Altana in this beginning of May. And this is the best moment for me to introduce you to this wonderful beautiful being, who is Artleos directly from the realm of the she. Let the magic begin. 212, chat with Artleos. Artleos, I sing for my people the song of years long gone. I sing for the souls of those who have been giving their lives for the great battles of mine mankind. I was one of them once, people among people, son of a son of a son. I had children and a descendants that walks to this day the path of my ancestors. We are all connected, whether you are walking above or under the soil. Listen to the voice that sings in the streams, listen to the sound of the lake and the ripples on the water mirroring your consciousness. Let your face being warmed by the sun and the light exploring consciousness, invading your soul with wonders and magic. I am Artleos. My name is a name so ancient, that even the stones are forgotten. I come here to speak to you, to listen to you, always connected through my child and descendant. My message for you descendants of ancestors, people coming from the stars, is to stay resilient in the storm, in the wind, in the space between the reeds where the wind can flow and change the curse of time. All that is alive sings. Sound creates the whole universe. You were made with sound. And sound is your. The frequency of the spheres are dancing and you can hear them. They turn on the great wheel of times, and the universes interconnect slowly, timelessly with the speed of light. This do not make sense to third density mind, but this makes sense to the highest soul of your beings. I know the secrets of time. I know the secrets of death and of life, because all is one. My updates. As this word is on the lips of every person. Where I live is a wonderful place. We have started to defend this wonderful home, that is the realm under the ground. We have allied with the people of the stars. We have created secret alliances to save those from Talos, who have been subverted. We have made alliances with the people from the stars in their big arcs of light, crossing our skies. We can't see them, you cannot always see them. And the arcs of light have gone into the earth. And they've traveled and navigated under the earth. And we've met the people from the stars with the hair like the sunlight. We made alliances with them and they are helping us fighting the poison of the reptiles, spreading in the veins of Gaia. The light has healed the veins of Gaia and we nearly touch the end and the victory. We are fighting beside you. You never see us, people of the under-earth. But we claim this planet as much as Yaudo, even more than you do, because most of you come from somewhere else. I was born on Earth. I am a man of Earth. This is my world. This is my home. And I am asking you on behalf of my people, to do your part of the fight and defend this sacred ground. Arkleos is my name and I will allow Yano to speak to me. Question: how can we help clear the tunnels? Arkleos, you cannot physically go down, because it is too dangerous for you. You need to be part of the Alliance, and if you take arms and go down it will be great help, but to your peril the only way is to join the fight physically. Some say, that if you raise your consciousness to your higher frequency, you can actually help clearing the lower energies, the lower consciousnesses, who dwell in the undergrounds. Take arms and go in the undergrounds and join the troops of the Alliance. Do not go by yourself, you will be killed by these beings. Join the groups that fight together, join their forces that are winning. If you cannot do this, raise your consciousness in a higher vibration. Elena, I think it's very difficult for us, for someone like me for instance, to go and join the Alliance and take a gun and go in the underground and fight and to try to chase reptilians, for people like me, like many people, who don't have warrior military skills. We have this ability all of us to raise our frequency and as Arkleos just said, raising our frequency. We disable these enemies underground as well, we raise the frequency of the whole planet. Raise your frequency and anchor it in the ground and curl yourself and then raise your frequency. 213, question, please describe, what in a Terra looks like where you live. Vegetations, animals, how different from ours here? Arkleos, I live in a very beautiful place in what you would call a biodome. It is an underground city. We have left the constructions and urbanism as it was in the past at the time I was living on the surface. I have had many lives on the surface and then I joined my people underground. Where I am still it is a beautiful place and the nature benefits from a real pure clean air, that comes from above from the surface by a system of vents. Where the air is propelled and distributed all through the structures of our underground urbanism. It blows like wind sometimes. It is very well done. The light is made artificially, we used to call it magic, but you call it plasma. We have generators powered by what you call Vril, I call Nord, the force that is everywhere. We have also many creatures sharing our space, our life, the same animals as on the surface but also many other species that you don't see anymore, species depicted in your mythologies with different attributes. Some are very beautiful. You would be very impressed, if you would see where I lived. The houses are very simple, made of clay of stone and touch. Wood is very rare where I live and highly precious. We all know the trees that we have made growing and some trees are venerable beings. They are also living beings. The trees allow us to communicate with the surface and the air portals allowing us to travel in different densities and realms. Trees are highways of spirits. The place where I live is very rich in flowers in different essences of trees. We cultivate our own vegetables, we do not hunt as we consider all life as sacred. We honor the vegetables that sustain us, our bodies and we honor their essence and their life, their consciousness also. Everything we put into our body we share consciousness for a while, and then we let it go. You are what you ingest. And then there is your soul. Your soul benefits of what you ingest. So be very careful. This is an advice of a very old man. Question, as an historian and priestess of Brigit, I'm doing some research about the connection of the Celtic tribes of Ireland and North Portugal. So's Arkleos know about any connection in that way? Arkleos, Spain, the sons of Mil came from this area in the north of Spain, Galicia. North of Spain. This colony was a very old and ancient colony of the tribes of Dana, who had separated a very long time ago. They were sharing the same culture as my tribe, my ancestors from Biotarch tribe, Ireland. The colonies had split too many places. Those who came and settled in Galicia were of the same tradition than those who sailed the sea to Ireland, the west. They didn't know, they had forgotten when the sons of Mil came to conquer Ireland, they didn't know, they would meet their brothers who had gone on a very different path of evolution, because these brothers were named the child of Danu also, but bearing the Gaelic name Tuhadadanan. The magic that Tuhadadanan had, Thessans of Mil didn't, and there were great battles where traditional magic and heavenly magic met. Cataclysms, storms, waves, fights, battles physical with swords and spears. This happened, brother fought brother, and the two brothers had forgotten they were brothers. What do you want to know? Question, Artlios, do you use magic like elemental manipulation? Artlios, elemental magic is the use and the power of the force contained in the structure, atomic structure of matter. Be it a gas, a liquid, a solid or plasmic. I was told by my father and my mother from the stars, how to bring consciousness into the understanding of the structure of the elements. Consciousness connects to the element and connecting merges with it, and then can control it. I still to this day use elemental magic to change the wind, calm the seas, clean the earth and dry the air and the consciousness from the tears of pain. I use elemental magic to clean the soil and make it more fertile, to calm the winds when it is needed. But be very careful. We may not play with the elements and considerably, because you disturb a balance. Storms have a purpose. Storms cleanse, storm regenerate, rejuvenate. They are necessary. The rain is necessary. The fire is necessary. All in, 214, nature knows what it needs to do. Only the intervention of humans can disturb these cycles. So you work at healing, rebalancing them, extinguishing fires lit by men, and the malevolent people from the stars. They destroy your planet, my planet also a lot. Yes, I do use elemental magic. I can teach you but not now. My people, man who ask this question can connect with you, if you wish so. Just request, whisper at a portal, a well, an oak tree or few whisper of the wind. We will hear you. We will guide you, we will teach you. Who asks the question is worthy of the answer. Question, can Artlios give a blessing we can give to the earth through the water? Artlios. The blessing through water to heal the earth. This is imbuing the power into the water. Water has its own consciousness, its own life and the elemental consciousness is in the water will help you and lead your intention to where the water will be poured. Connect with the life that is in there around you. Invite the power within the Nord, that is all around you, the force of life, flowing within you. When it is in your body, raise your hands above the water, cauldron of water, a bowl of water, a stream, a well, a river, a lake or sea, and send this power you have gathered with thine ego through your hands above the surface of the water and say these words, may the sun shine in the water. May the earth bless the creativity of the water. May the fire from above and the fire from under nourishes the water, empower, empower, empower to this water. I give the power of healing. Empower, empower, empower to this water. I give the power of clarification. Empower, empower, and power. Pour the water onto the earth you need to heal. You can also drink this water. This is a blessing of the Shea, my people. Bring your heart into the water and the water will be carrying the intention of your heart. This is a blessing. Elena, this was a beautiful way of blessing the water. I notice you say three times empower and number three is very important for the She and this tradition, three or three times three. I would like now to as I suggest invited you before to show us, how we can heal the earth and help the process of liberating this planet with your help. Artlios. Everything is easy when you put your heart into it. Many of you came from the stars and are temporarily borrowing our bloodlines to perform your mission. These bloodlines, you are owing, carry a special level of particles that can be activated by connecting with Source. Not all bloodlines on Terra have this ability, but you who come from the stars have chosen these bloodlines with these abilities. Because these genetics are mixed with a formidable heritage, already coming from the stars. Connecting to the stars and bringing the stars into the earth, remove any shoes, anything that is between your biology, your skin and the skin of Gaia. Terra is the planet, Gaia, its consciousness. We of the Shi from the Agartha world are interacting with Gaia on this higher density of consciousness of this planet. Feet on the ground, head in the stars. You are the tree, the portal, the infinite pillar. Descend and rise, extend your being in both direction, as above so below. Symmetrically stretch yourself as the roots of a tree penetrate into the soil and find their way between the stones. Your consciousness extend and expands towards the stars and find a way in between the cosmos. You are unlimited. Do you remember? You are not this body. Anchor as the roots of these seed, comma that you are. This portal, anchor into the soil, very deep down below. You see Gaia below you as your consciousness rises above it. Your head is in the stars. The magic unfolds in between. All these millions of stars shining around you are part of consciousness, and your consciousness is part of them. Feel their presence, feel all the higher consciousnesses of the stars, and all the energy that is around you in the cosmos. Take it in, take it in, drink it, the nectar of the gods, the alchemical nectar, that will transform everything. Drink the force of the universe. The elixir pours within you, golden, blue, green, silver, regenerates you and makes you as powerful as you are. You know who you are as you allow this elixir coming from stars, pure liquid starlight, to flow down into you, touching the ground. And as the elixir of the liquid stardust touches the ground where your feet are, the whole planet shimmers and shivers. Gaia, 215, whispers and sighs with pleasure, and a stardust goes in the roots of your being, under her skin. She whispers with pleasure, she drinks the nectar of the stars, the breath of the gods, the liquid stardust that will make her heart shiver with love. And everything that is under her skin, all the intrusive, poisonous, invasive beings will be also transformed. They will lose their power and dissolve and be evacuated without resistance. The nectar of the gods, the liquid stardust, the elixir from heaven, is the antidote. It is what destroys, burns and dissolves all that is not wanted in an organism. This is pure liquid mercury, the alchemical mercury made with liquid stardust. Let it pour by you into Gaia, and it will fill her veins and chase away all the viruses, all the poisons, all that is intrusive. You can do this at the scale of the planet, as you can do this within your body, within your being. This is my gift from my people. This is only the start and the beginning. More you will discover. I will come back. I will be with you for those who want to continue connecting with my people, as I aid to this man, who asked deserve the answer. Speak on the threshold of the wells, speak whisper to the bark of the trees, sing to the winds and we will hear you. We always hear you. You just hey Vito, listen to our voices, calling you to step into the new Gaia. She has awakened. It is your turn now, Elena. Artlios, this is so powerful. This is an alchemical healing. I know what he's talking about. I think many of you have picked this. I have no words. He was speaking of heaven mercury, liquid starlight, not the mercury, the element we know, but the alchemical mercury, the liquid stardust, and it really looks like mercury. It is not, but you know it's all alchemy, is all about the meaning, the word beyond. The words are keys, and they even mean what they mean on the first appearance. They are keys to unlock a hidden meaning. I think what he said will sink in for many of you. He will come back. I will call him back. He gives the blessing of the Shay. This is beautiful. I will let him say last words for saying goodbye. Artlios, LST Condadnan, Dreis Danan, Cor Coldian, Lor Elias, Erkrin Ordnin. Error and Lorian. Finjed in Noriu Elemul Gren. Orcaran. Elena, this language is not spoken anymore on the surface, but he's still spoken underground. This is a magical language. I have no words, because Artlios just filled me with magic. I will leave you there, and 2 hours shave gone perfectly. I cannot speak anymore, I am just magicked out. 216. The 11th of May 2021, message from Coron, https://www.youtube.com/watch, V equals JWSHQ for Vohbo. The weight of your human bodies is interacting with the gravity of your planet. Because you are attracted to the center of your world, your energies interact with the center of your world, wherever you are on this planet that you call Terra, the Earth of humanity. Because of the weight of your body, you feel connected to the core of your planet. You borrowed these bodies from the materials of this planet, the waters, the minerals and the air you breathed is still part of this planet. Everything in your bodies is borrowed from the elements composing the soil and the waters of this planet. The oxygen in your blood, the minerals in your bones, the waters, your flesh, everything is borrowed from the ground of this planet. And when you leave this avatar, all these components will go back to the planet. You are one for one incarnation with this planet, wherever you come from. Some of you cannot understand what has been spoken about, because they come from a place where only brightness remains. Those who are part of the matrix of Terra can better understand their duality. You are one with this planet for just one moment, which is ephemeral in time. Terra, destination, home for a while. You came here to help. Who are you? You know. You are not these bodies. These bodies are borrowed vehicles. These bodies transport you for a specific short time here and now and these events. You are not these bodies. You need to hear this now. You are way more than these bodies. Take care of them. They are going to try and they do try to infiltrate into these bodies substances that will trigger the connection with the soul, who you truly are, to capture you. The only way out is to raise frequency. You can do this. You know how to do this. Do it before, do it in the process, and do it after. If you stay connected with the higher realms of the galactic beings, your soul will not be taken. Where more than this. They will not have you. You are interdimensional and powerful. Knowing yourself is igniting your power. And even if they insert substances into these avatars, when the frequency is in tune with your galactic frequency, nothing can be done to the soul. It is by refusing fear as you are told so, that you will be able to keep your soul safe. They are trying to scare you by any way possible, even for those who have been having this substance. There is no fear. You just have to raise your frequency. This is as simple as this, even if you have substance. You can break the threshold. The place where I come from is of a very high density, and my perspective is different than your perspective. Now is time to eradicate fear from your lives, from your mind, from your psyche. Fear must remain only as a tool, warning you of a danger, not as a tool used to bind you as a consultant slave. Walk in your light. These bodies are not your body. They are just borrowed. You are way more powerful than these bodies. They will fall and dissolve back into the soil of this planet. You will keep on continuing your journey. You are extremely powerful. You are extremely loved. See from above, not anymore from under. Rise into your royalty. It is about time. Koron has spoken. 217. The 11th of May 2021. Q&A Kilitok at https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals HLFT5Z0E. Earth has attracted attention of many species of this galaxy. Who are they? Where do they come from? Why are they coming? Why are they taking us? For which purpose? So many questions yet to be answered. Hello everyone. Welcome tonight in this special Q&A about a species of extraterrestrials that are here on Earth since a good while now and annoying a bit everyone. So they're not very nice with us. But there are people who want to know about, because they are involved in different things. So I'm going to speak about the Kilitokert. I am sometimes attacked and I have to say Thorhan is amazing, he's really amazing. I have many protections and I'm always aware before I'm going to be attacked and Thoran is always intervening and so amazingly. Before I did the interview with Stephen Zhao, the Super Soldier from Era 51, we are both attacked by Maters the day before, and him physically, but me it was TW Matra ships that went over my house, and Thorhan just intercepted them and destroyed them, and I can see through the eyes of Thorhan, so that's how I can see what's happening when he connects with me. And last night, just before my house nearly caught fire, and I did this interview with Michael Sal and Laura Eisenhower, and the night just after. So last night, I was targeted by a sonic beam, and Thorhan just destroyed the ship from where it was aimed from. This was Matra. And I could see the ship from his eyes just before he blew up, and it was a big bang. The bang has been amazing, you horrible of course, but this is very freaking bang above my roof. It was a Dark Fleet ship. So we have he obviously pissed off someone linked with the Dark Fleet. I don't know. I'm laughing because I am very protected. So they can try. The result is their ship got blown up, so it's not very funny for them. Talking about Anax. I was this afternoon going through some old photos to show exchange with a friend, some photos of orbs and things like that. And I found these two old photos from Egypt, and often people say to me, but you never have photos of your ET friends. Well, when I was working as an archaeologist in Egypt, I've had a mission in Mount Sinai, and at the time there was no digital, not even cell phones. It was a long time ago. These are two photos. This one is a photo of a portal. 218. Dot. So that's me standing here in the middle, and there's an amazing phenomenon above my head like an umbrella, something opening, and on the left you can really see a face. 219. That's the contrasted photo, that's the original just after, not contrasted just after, that's the original photo, and now am I zoomed in the face, and you can see an Anax saying hi and taking a selfie. He is very funny, he is very funny, yes that's him, he says hey, laugh to be, that's him, I just cut around the head and contrasted it. Amazing. So this is a photo of Anax. That's really him. He's being a bit silly here. Now you've seen something extraordinary tonight. I just found that this afternoon, and this goes back in the late 1990s, when I was working there. Situation update, Thorhan, lovely souls, I am here to salute you. I am here to tell you what you may want to know. This concerns my activities. I do not speak on behalf of the politics, the religions and the private matters. My task is to protect you and to show you that you are very powerful. Recently a lot of your underground has been cleared, but still a lot of work needs to be done. We are separating areas by areas, disconnecting the access tunnels, blocking the waves and offering them to go and leave, or to stay and die. Most of the invaders of your world decide to go. But some decidito stand to fight, and there are disasters and death. But this is their free choice. We are rescuing Altarian prisoners. Bringing them back home, or for those who are hybridized, bringing them to the worlds, where they will be taken care of. Still a lot of work needs to be done on your plant. Keep on fighting, Tarians. The timeline of your future is set up in the opening of hope, in the creativity of a new future that will be progressive and constructive. But this will happen only if you keep on fighting, connect with your power, the only way forward. I told recently that the Moon of Terror was cleansed from all non-Terrian occupants. Still now Theteran corporations have hold on your satellite, but then Moon belongs to Terror. All satellites belong to the planet they orbit around. Concerning the operations on Mars, it is still going on. The resistance is still fighting. We have stopped trading for a very short period, allowing those who want to leave to leave. But very shortly. I will not tell the date. We will attack again those who decided to stay. The free choice is the greater law of the universe. Whatever side you stand. Prisoners are being evacuated, many Terrans didn't know Terror still existed. Now the Chika have asked for enforcement from the faraway Breaker Wiklani. They are coming by portals. Once we will have deactivated the portals on Mars and Terra, they will have non-enforcement. This is what I can tell you. And one word to synthesize all what you've said, hope. Thank you for listening. Dot. I know few people who have contact with people from the Federation and fighting with them, and I want to honor also the Terrans who fight in the Alliance, because it is very scary to go in these undergrounds and find all these monsters and fight them. The Galactic Federation is operating on Mars as they operate on Earth. They enforce the locals, they do not steal their victories, they give their weapons, they help them, they fight together side by side. It is our victory. Nobody wants to steal it from us. But the Galactic Federation is helping us to make sure we're victorious.